It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, you're very welcome to this latest episode of Opinions Matter. And what do we want to talk about on this episode? Well, a petition has appeared online sponsored by the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the NSPCA. The NSPCA, by the way, is a merger of the old ISPCA and the Dublin SPCA to form the NSPCA. Okay, that's where the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals has come from. Anyhow, almost 20,000 people have signed a petition entitled to the Minister for Transport, Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, keep sulky horse activity off Irish public roads. So this is a petition calling on the Departments of Transport and Agriculture to introduce a legal prohibition on sulky horse activity on public roads, including racing, training and high-speed driving. So basically, they want any horse pulling a sulky trap on Irish roads to be made illegal. They want to see sulky traps and horses pulling sulky traps taken off Irish roads. Now, some of them are used on the roads for racing. Some of them are just trotting around during rush hour traffic. And others are driving them at really high speed. And we want to find out from you whether or not you would support a legal prohibition on sulky horse activity on public roads.
So by activity, this is not just a conversation about sulky racing, which I find abhorrent, by the way. I find it disgusting. Makes my skin crawl.
This taking up three lanes on the M7.
Yeah. This is a conversation about any sulky activity. So regularly, where myself and Adrian do this podcast, regularly when we are driving back home, we drive up by a road called
Baskin Lane.
Baskin Lane, that's the name of the road. And I would say 90% of the time when I'm driving up Baskin Lane, there's a fella or a group of lads going up Baskin Lane on sulkies. Now, they're not racing, fair enough.
No, they're just trotting along.
But they are using it as their form of transport. Apparently cars, they've never heard of cars. And anytime I see it, I just find it absolutely disgusting. And
you can tell me what you find disgusting about it.
Well, I always think that the animals look malnourished. I often think that the animals don't look properly treated. And apart from anything, they have no place on the roads. They have absolutely no place on the roads. Now, I'm sure if I was to stop the lads that are on these sulkies and I was to ask them what they're up to, they would say that they have every right to be on the roads. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry, you don't.
And the argument is that horses were on our roads long before cars were on our roads.
Yeah, but your birds were in the sky before planes were, so let's ban planes. That's a ridiculous argument. That argument doesn't hold any water.
No, it does, in that they're entitled to be on the roads, just like cars are.
No. We've moved on now. The world has, you know, has evolved now, and we invented things 150 years ago called cars that we need now.
Just because you have a new invention, i.e. a car, doesn't mean that the old methods should be gotten rid of.
It is a culture now that is outdated. You know, for anybody, if anybody comes out and says it's part of culture, I'm going to rip you apart. I really am. Because there were lots of things that were acceptable at certain times in history that aren't anymore. Like it was acceptable to hit children up until 20 years ago. But we move on. We progress as a society. And one of the things I've never understood...
By the way, just for Anthony, who sent a message saying sulky racing should be banned, full stop. We're not just talking about racing. People taking up public roads and having their own races with sulkies is unacceptable and should be banned. In fact, it is illegal to have a race on a public road and close the bloody road down while you're doing it. But Anthony, this is more than just racing. This is about the use of a sulky trap on a road, no matter what it's doing.
They should be just taken off the roads. Even if they're going, even if like the lads in Baskin Lane, even if they're just going down to the shops on a sulky, walk, get a bike or get a car like a normal person does.
Oh, so you're saying they're abnormal?
No, I'm just saying it's not.
Okay, here's my take on it. I believe the NSPCA are right. I believe that sulkies should be taken off our roads. You see no place for them. I don't believe people have a right to go out onto main roads and literally clog up traffic for miles behind them. And I see this every day. And for some reason, the lads on the sulkies decide to come out at rush hour.
Yep.
When everybody's trying to get home from work, they decide to go out for a little trot on the roads and have 100 cars tailing behind them. I think that should be stopped. However, I do believe that it is part of their tradition, and I believe that every council...
An outdated tradition.
No,
an
no.
Outdated. It is outdated. It's an outdated tradition. You don't see it in modern countries. You don't see horses being used as public transport anymore in modern countries. We've moved on.
Okay, here's my take on it. I believe, particularly when it comes to sulky racing, which we do see very frequently, every council in the country, and we have 32, the length and breadth of Ireland, every council should provide
no,
a track for sulky racing. That's it. It's only a big field with a track around it. And every council should have to provide that sulky races.
No, I don't want my tax money going on.
How much is it going to cost?
I don't care.
That at least will take the sulky races off the road. That's my argument.
No, I don't want them even using a sulky to get down to the shops to buy
you. Yeah, no, I get that. I understand that. I don't believe they should be on public roads either. However, I do believe that people who are interested in racing horses with a sulky trap attached should at least be provided with some sort of a track in order to do it. So all of the 32 councils in Ireland should provide a sulky track.
That's a great suggestion. Well done.
What's wrong with it?
How do you feel about Adrian wants your tax money to go on sulky tracks? They won't even use sulky tracks, by the way. They want to do it because they want to be out in the road because it's part of their tradition, part of their culture. Stop using those words, culture and tradition, because it doesn't hold any water. We've moved on. It's animal cruelty. They don't belong on the road. End of discussion. Well, it's not. It's only to start discussion, but it's the end of my argument.
Our number is 085-825-2626.
In the next 15 minutes, can anybody make a valid argument as to why it should be allowed? And again, not talking about racing, why Jimmy should be allowed to go down to the shops in his horse and cart. Like, it's not the Wild West, Jimmy, pulling the cart up beside and tying the rope around. You're not John Wayne. You know what I mean? We've moved on.
085-825-2626 is our number. Catherine has been in touch with us.
Hi guys, Catherine Woods here, vegan animal activist. I can't come on the show today because I'm working, but I just want to send a quick voice note. We have just set up a group and we're going to demo in the city centre until we ban all this vile sulky racing and the little knackers that run these horses into the ground. They run them day and night. They don't have water. I've called the guards to 8 of them in the last few weeks. We're going to demo from the end of August, and we're going to demo every 2 weeks until we get them all banned. We have leaflets to give to the public to show where they're kept, how they're treated, how they're mistreated, how they're whipped and beaten. I mean, you just have to go up Thomas Street and see them, the little knackers on them. And please put my voice note out there. Thanks, guys. Anybody who thinks we should keep this trade should work all day in the heat with monsters on their back and that vile contraption on their face with no water. It's a vile, cruel trade, and we need to move in to the 20th century. Thanks, guys.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Now, just going back to Catherine's message that I played a moment ago, Catherine, you seem to be talking about something completely different to what we're talking about. It strikes me that you're talking about the Hackney horses that operate in around town. They operate down in Killarney as well, with a carriage attached to the back where you take people for a jaunt around town. That's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about the lads with a single-seater or a double-seater trap attached to the back of the horse. Maybe you see them as the same thing, but anyway, Andrew, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Andrew?
Hello, I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Good, Andrew. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I'm vegan, like Catherine, so I don't think any animal should be exploited for human purposes, I guess, that go against the animal's interest. And I did look at the statistics for the amount of deaths that have occurred to horses through sulky racing. And since 2025, up to the current day, there's been 2 deaths from sulky racing, whereas there were 2,000 deaths in 2023. I believe in the equine industry, and we also still export horses for their meat. So they do end up dying on the racetracks. I think it was a 684 in 2025 ended up going over to France.
And that's fine. You just highlighted a very small figure for the amount of horses that have died whilst being used with the sulky trap.
Mm-hmm.
Very small.
That's right. Exactly. So, you know, we're talking about, we've moved on. This is not our tradition, not our culture. It's a huge part of the industry that people laud and go and applaud and watch people whip horses on their backs, seeing them jump over impossible hurdles, breaking their necks, breaking their limbs, being put to death on the spot. Like, people applaud and cheer for this. So what are you talking about?
Oh, so on the one hand, we're talking about taking sulkies off the roads, but on the other hand, we'll go to the races and jump up and down when our horse is winning.
When the horse gets injured, I'm saying there's still huge numbers of injuries.
I understand the point you're trying to make. That we support horse racing, yet we want to we want to ban sulky racing. Is that your point?
My point is that this is just a concern about a human inconvenience, about backing up problems on the roads with traffic. It's not about the actual care of the horses, because a lot of the horses that are ex-thoroughbreds end up being passed from pillar to post, many different owners, and there was a famous case of one horse that had won 20 grand on racing ended up really malnourished and in bad shape at a horse show of some kind, or he was found by the SPCA to be in bad nick. So I'd say we have this double standard where we seem to be coming down hard, I guess, on this tradition. I don't agree with the tradition. I don't think we should be riding
I was just about to ask you that. Are you in favor of what the NSPCA are calling for, which is, and I'll quote their petition, keep sulky horse activity off Irish public roads. I assume you agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's dangerous for the horses. Obviously, they can get hit by traffic. They can run into traffic. They can run into pedestrians. I had heard that like kids as young as 10 were in these races. So, yeah, for all those reasons, it shouldn't be done.
Okay, but and it's not just racing. I more frequently see the lads just trotting around the road with a single or a double trap on the back of the horse, just trotting around the road, not racing, just trotting away.
Yeah, well, horses don't tend to walk, I guess, along traditionally on rocks. They prefer softer surfaces. So, yeah, unless they have, I guess, good feet protection, it's probably not in their interests to be walking on a hard surface road. So for that reason, probably not great either.
Okay, so would you be in favour of a ban on sulky horse activity on Irish roads?
I think if we're going to ban that, we need to look at the massive equine industry that is equally dangerous for horses, especially when I just called out the numbers of deaths that have occurred. And that's only deaths, not catastrophic injuries, where those horses would be put down because they'd no longer be profitable.
Okay, and I do take the point. And when there have been deaths or serious injuries to horses from sulky racing on our roads, it gets a lot of publicity. Your argument is, look at the horse racing industry, it's 10 times worse.
Yes, it is. And it's huge amounts of our tax money. Your colleague was saying he wouldn't want any of his tax money going towards sulky race tracks to keep the horses, I guess, away from the danger of roads. He said he wouldn't pay any tax towards that, but you're paying like $100 million a year to prop up the racing industry.
Yeah, I know. I'm not happy about that either, to be honest with you. I'm not a fan of horse racing. But I just think
you don't want to ban, do you?
No.
No. This is the point that Andrew is trying to make. Yeah. We're all up in arms over sulky racing, which in the grand scheme of things, in terms of animal rights, isn't dangerous to horses in comparison to, horse racing.
The amount of horrific injuries.
But this is what Andrew said. How many horses died from sulky racing or being used as sulkies?
Since the start of 2025 up to the present day, 2 horses died in sulky racing, but it's been 100 in 2025 from mainstream race Thanks. Yeah. And then no figures have been produced for 26 yet because the year isn't over yet. Mm-hmm.
No, that's fair enough. Two, Jeremy. It's hardly a major issue.
Yeah, but both things can be wrong at the same time. You know, more than one thing can be wrong. I mean, that video, remember last year of the horse in O'Connell Street going into the back of the bus? Like, yeah. That was absolutely horrific. I'm sure that horse didn't survive.
Stay there for a second, Andrew. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. If you have an opinion on this, let me go to Una. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
Oh, okay. Banned horse racing, dog racing, and sulky. All animal cruelty. Banned it all.
And do you think, well, let's deal with horse racing firstly, which is something that a lot of people go along with, go to races, bet on horses. You want to see horse racing banned?
Yes, because when they break their legs and the horse falls, they put the horse down. Or when they're jumping over fences, they get hurt more so than the jockey. Of course, yeah. It wouldn't happen if they weren't on their own in the horse racing.
Now, when it comes to horse racing, people will argue that's what they like to do. They like to run, they like to race, they like to basically be in packs. So in other words, if you've one horse chasing another, they love it. That's their thing.
Well, leave it to them. But I think anything to do with animals racing, they're getting whipped. I don't care what animals are. They get whipped to make them run faster.
Okay, but we've seen, certainly in horse racing, it was a worse problem than it is now. There is a restriction on the amount of times a horse can be whipped while it's racing now.
Well, they're still getting whipped, Aidan, but they're strict, they're not strict, they're still getting whipped.
Okay.
And for them horses out on the road, that's ridiculous. Racing.
Because whatever regulations racing has, when it comes to sulkies on the road, there's literally no regulation. And I'll tell you.
Yeah, but listen to the point that Andrew made. More horses are being killed or dying as a result of horse racing.
We're not talking about horse racing at the moment. So two things are wrong. Horse racing is wrong and sulkies are definitely wrong. But there's no regulations around sulky. At the start of the summer, I think it was around May, driving up past Clockran there, just at the garage there where Supermax is, mm-hmm. One of the days, there was a sulky going around the roundabout at Clockran, and the sulky had a family of about 12 on it, and the bloody horse was being whipped and looked as though it was about to collapse, pulling this small little sulky with kids on it, no seatbelts, kids on it, mother, father, there was about 12 of them being dragged around by this poor horse. Like, that is, and so, don't come at me with bullshit that these people love their horses and that they care for their horses. They couldn't give a fuck about the horses.
Maybe they didn't, but can you tar everybody who uses a sulky with the same brush?
I think if you bring a horse onto a public road like that, pulling a sulky, you don't care about the horse.
Would you agree with that, Una?
Definitely, Jeremy. One and all. Yes, definitely. They don't give two hoops. I don't see cars going around stopping that for them, and yet they're stopping. I know that I don't like the e-scooters either, but they're getting taken off under 18. But I can't understand that myself. I've seen that picture yourself. They're talking about the horse going around O'Connor Street. My God, my heart was in my mouth. The poor horse isn't where it was.
Okay,
they're not allowed to be on the road.
Just the way, and in fact I saw a kid recently of about maybe 10, 11, 12 driving in a sulky trap, the horse pulling him along. He was going quite fast. Do you believe that the same law that applies to scooters or e-bikes should apply to sulkies?
Yes. Remember that child that was killed on a sulky and a horse?
Yeah, no.
Back there a few years back.
I do.
Do you remember that?
I do. But there is, so you want to see it banned as much as we've tried to ban scooters?
Yes, definitely, yes.
That was, by the way, that was 8 years ago, by the way. It only seems like it was yesterday. This was the 12-year-old boy. Sean Doyle was his
name. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, 12 years of age on a sulky cart. It was thrown from the sulky. And obviously sort of sustained catastrophic injuries, went to underneath. I don't want to even go into the details of it, but absolutely horrific.
That was in 2016, wasn't it?
Wow. Yeah, and nothing has changed. Nothing has changed.
So you would be in favour of any use of a horse like this on a public road to be made illegal?
Yes. Because the only thing I would now wouldn't be too harsh on is the horse jump. Not the little horse jump where the ponies jump over the fences. I wouldn't be, they're on grass. And that they're getting well looked at. That's the only thing I would say, yeah, put me hat, you know, say that's okay, you know.
Okay, so any argument that the horse loves it, they're happy to be out and about, they're happy to be trotting around the streets, you don't believe that?
I don't believe in it, no. They should never hear them clapping with their cheese or whatever you call them. No, they're not made to go on the ground.
Mark has been on to us, and Mark, again, you're welcome on to the show. It's very hard to debate when people just comment on Facebook, but I'll take the bait. He says there's no sulky can hold 12 people. Stop talking shit. Okay, Mark, I'm not saying exactly 12 people. I didn't count them. I didn't do a head count, but it was a full family, loads of kids and two adults being pulled by one horse, and it was horrific. I was disgusted when I saw it. This is not, by the way, him thinking that that's far out there. Have you seen that as well, where whole families?
No, I haven't seen whole families, but I have seen more.
And I've seen another, regularly again on that Baskin Road there, you see three big lads being pulled around by a tiny little horse on a sulky, and these big huge lads being pulled on a summer's day. So let's not make out, Mark, that it's all romantic and it's beautiful and it's lovely and all that. It's not.
And by the way, Mark himself is a sulky racer.
Oh,
is that
he?
Right? Yeah,
I
that's
don't
the
know.
Same fellow who was messaging earlier on.
Okay.
And Mark, you've been invited onto this program, so you're accusing us of talking shit. You've been invited onto the program, but why, Mark? Why won't you come on?
Yeah. What do you?
Why are you ashamed of what you do?
What question?
Or have you no defence for what you do? That's what I really want to ask him.
Okay, calm down there.
Mark, you've been invited onto the programme.
No, but I agree. What is the shame?
That's exactly my point.
What questions are you afraid of being asked?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Colm, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Colm?
I'm good, thanks. Look, I grew up in Clare Hall, very close to Belcamp, and, you know, there's a lot of horses there and a lot of travelling community. Mm-hmm. So I've seen it all the time, and I don't really have an issue with it, right? But it's not something I witnessed I wasn't up close to see the way they treated the animals, you know. I just seen from a distance. But I wanted to say one thing. My little sister now, who's 23, she had a horse for a very long time held in stables, and they had to get rid of it because it was costing a fucking fortune to be stabled, to be fed, to be seen by the vet, all this stuff. So these people who own these horses, I very much doubt they can afford to keep a horse the way it needs to be treated. That's my opinion on it. You know, I don't think they'll be able to afford it to keep these in the right conditions.
You said about your sister, and she couldn't afford it, but she was probably paying stable fees and stuff like that, was she?
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. Like this, the horse was being kept down in the country. I think it was Wicklow, and this is what I'm saying. I just meant even my parents couldn't even keep it in the stable because it was too expensive. So how are these affording to maintain these horses? I don't understand it, unless they're criminals, Eddie. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. But if the horse owners are feeding the animal well, they don't maybe have to pay stable fees because they have their own place to keep the horse, what harm are they doing?
To be honest, I can't answer that, Adrian, because I don't even live in Dublin anymore, so I don't even know how much of a problem it is. But when I was growing up 20, 25 years ago, I seen it all the time. So to me, it's not an issue, but I understand to other people. I have more of a problem with people with their dogs off a lead and biting people and killing people and shitting all over the streets all day. Do you know what I mean? I see that more of as a problem. People with terrible, their dogs are barking all night long in the middle of the night. I've never seen a horse injure a child, apart from when I was in that race. But like, there's nasty people out there with dogs in their garden, chained up, abusing them, barking all night long. Like, I don't think the horse thing is a big deal.
Okay, so if somebody wants to trot around the streets with one or two people on a trap on the back of the horse, so be it. Let them at it.
Yes, I know Jeremy's probably saying that's wrong, Colm, but the thing is, that's when I grew up, I seen it all the time and there was never an issue with it.
Well, there you are, Una. There's no issue here. No need to make a big deal of it.
Well, that's his opinion, and I'm writing it because it's great. So, and you see it for myself on the road going through traffic. Oh, yeah, a major accident's going to happen. That's all it takes for them to get them off the road now, is it?
So you want to see them taken off the road, and Colm, you believe they're doing no harm if a couple of lads are trotting around on the back of a horse with a trap, no problem here.
Yeah, I'd sooner see vicious dogs, all vicious dog breeds, not just the XL bullies. I'd sooner see them get a petition signed. I'm sick of barky dogs. Let's get the dogs forced and leave the L-friendly horses alone. That's my opinion on it.
A lot of people are arguing that having a horse on our roads is not what a horse wants. It's not good for the horse. It's not good for their feet. It's not good for... they're designed to be running around in fields, not on public roads.
I understand that, you know. I'm just a simple man from North County Dublin, you know. That's my 2 pence on it, you know.
All right, Colm, thanks very much indeed. 085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. Just to go back to Mark, who was not coming on the show. He's actually inviting us to go and see his lovely horses and all that. Mark, I just want to talk to you about to find some defence.
We haven't got Mark. We haven't got time to visit horses and take photographs of them, pet them, and all that. I'm sure they are lovely horses. That's what sort of retort is that? Do you want to come on the show and talk about sulky? No, I want you to come and pet me horse. No, I'm not
that's
being,
literally,
I'm not,
that's
I'm not
literally
being,
the
I'm
answer
being,
I'm ever
I'm
getting
not being
from.
Funny here. Like, what is your big fear? I don't get that. If someone asked me to come on and talk about playing football in the field, I would have no problem coming on and doing it because I'm proud of the fact that I play football in the field and I'm not harming anybody and what I do is not frowned upon. But you obviously know deep in your heart that what you're doing is socially wrong.
But he obviously doesn't because his profile picture is a horse with a trap attached to the back of it. So he obviously believes in what he does, but for some reason, maybe... I don't know what the issue is, but Mark, you've been invited on the program several times.
Does he think the two angry men are going to ask some questions that are like?
I don't know what he thinks, to be quite honest with you. 085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. This is Darren.
Every sulky and horse should be banned. Or should even if you ban them, you really think these scrolls are going to listen? It's only scumbags who ride the horses on the road. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Well looked after by absolute hole. If I put you up in a 5-star hotel and tortured you, is it the same thing as putting you in a shit hotel and torturing you? Yeah, it is.
Henry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Henry?
How you doing, lads?
Henry, it is culture, it's tradition. There is no need to ban sulkies off our roads. They're entitled to be there more than you are with your gas-guzzling car.
No, because, you see, today's roads now, Jeremy, whether it's motorways, whether it's dual carriageways or newly built roads, they're all designed for one thing. Vehicles with rubber wheels, that's all.
Yeah.
They're not designed for horses or anything like that. If you want to run a horse... run it actually on a bloody racetrack, you know?
I know a lot of people will argue that the horse is well able for it, they're well cared for. So what if they're being trotted around the road? They love it.
No, they don't. No, the horses do not love it. Because I know plenty of people who actually work in stud farms, and they say running a horse on concrete is not good for the horse. You have to run a horse on a field. On a field. You cannot run a horse on concrete. They know because they work in stud farms and they know how to actually take care of horses. Because hey, here's one for you now, Jeremy. Right? If you had a prize horse, right? Who would you give it to? Would you give it to somebody in a council estate who have no facilities or anything, or would you give it to a stud farm who have facilities, who have experience of taking care of a horse?
Obviously you'd like somebody to take care of the horse.
No, but which one would you prefer?
I'm not sure of the question. Ask me that question again.
Okay. Right. If you had a choice, right, for either one of these people to take care of your prize horse, right? A person who owns a stud farm, who has facilities, who have the people to train them, feed them properly, or the people, or somebody on a housing estate who would put the horse in the middle of a field with no facilities, no diet to take care of the horse. Which one of those people would you put the horse in the care of?
Obviously, the first one.
Yeah, and that's the reason why. You see, an awful lot of these people who run the sulkies, right, especially if they come from, say, council estates, the horses look absolutely knackered because they're not feeding them properly. I've often seen them, sometimes if I go up to Cork to see some people, you know, I often see a horse horses, like, they're bloody skin and bone and everything, like. Whereas if you go to a stud farm, any well-respected stud farm in Ireland, you'll see the horses are well-fed, they're full of muscle and everything.
The argument, I know that a lot of horse owners who use them with sulky traps to ride our roads is they are well cared for. They are well looked after and they love nothing more than a little trot around the roads near where they live.
No, that's a myth. No, it is because you see, Jeremy, I know a few horse people who actually own and train horses, and they say running a horse on concrete is simply not good for their feet.
And for that reason, you would have them banned?
Yes. And also, the roads, Jeremy, what are roads today designed for?
Well, they're designed for cars and buses and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they're designed for vehicles with rubber tyres. They're not designed for animals to run around in or walk on. It's simple.
Okay, so you would like to see them being taken off our roads, end of story.
Absolutely, because, Jeremy, if I was driving on a road now and say a sulky and a trap was coming towards me, right, I'd be able to stop my car in time, whereas the horse and the sulky wouldn't be able to. And if that horse crashes into me, at least I'd have protection from the horse, from the impact, but the person on the sulky would come flying off and he'd be bloody killed.
Now, thankfully, we haven't seen many examples of people being killed on the roads on sulky traps.
No,
we
come?
Haven't seen many examples of horses dying being used as to pull a sulky trap. In other words, what I'm getting at is people, and this is the point that Andrew was making at the start, in fairness, even though he's against them, there aren't massive injuries, there aren't massive deaths as a result.
Let's not play down the dangers of these sulkies. And how come, I have a question as well, if anybody can answer that question. How come any time a horse pulling a sulky is involved in a horrific accident or a fall or something like that, yeah? How come the owners always leave the horse there for dead and leg it? They never hang around.
Exactly, Jeremy, they don't. Because they know what they're doing is wrong and they know it.
Okay, so you are in favour and might sign the petition from the NSPCA to keep sulky horse activity off Irish public roads?
Yes.
But honestly, that is an honest question if anybody can answer that. How come it's always my lovely horse rescue that are the first people on the scene and they'll put up a photograph, an horrific photograph of a horse lying dead with its neck broken or whatever or after being crashed into a car and the sulky lads nowhere to be seen. Where are the sulky lads? Where
are they? And Jeremy, can I just make a point there, right? Do you know the people riding these sulkies, right? Like it's the same now as like people who are playing football or playing any other sport, right? When you're playing soccer, your goal is to try and become the next Lionel Messi, or if you're playing rugby, to become the next Brian O'Driscoll, or if you're to play hurling Henry Scheffner or whatever, right? But if they're riding their horses around the place in sulkies, are they striving to become the next JP McCoy or bloody Robbie Walsh? They're not.
All right, Henry, thanks very much indeed for your call, and thank you all of you for your calls.
I do want you to bear that in mind. The next time you see a photograph, if you think that, and I'm sure there are some sulky owners that do actually care about the horses, but in my opinion, the vast majority couldn't give a shite. And just look at the next photograph. I mean, there's a photograph. I'm showing you a photograph from Clonmel and Tipperary, yeah, earlier on this year, yeah. And the horse left for dead on the main street with the sulky, obviously tripped up or whatever. Where's the owners?
Yeah, no, they're gone. They just left the horse there.
Pardon my French, they fuck off. If they love their horses that much, why did they leave them for dead as soon as there's a crash? Why did they do that?
No idea. Thank you for listening.
I know.
What do you know?
Well, I know that they know that what they're doing is illegal. Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah. They know that it's wrong, and that's why they don't hang around. If they knew it was okay, wouldn't they hang around?
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, listen out for the next episode. We'll talk to you soon.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value and service you can trust.